Maryland's news now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
As we make our way around town, you often go past industrial parks and businesses and see a lot of people outside smoking. Sometimes you wonder, I know I do, what does a smoker cost a company or an employer? There has been a study done that kind of ties all the aspects of that together. The study was done from Ohio State University, and joining us is Micah Berman, who led the study. Micah, thanks for being with us. I guess the first question is, how much does a smoker cost an employer?
Our study looked at all of the different components that might go into such a cost. So we looked at things like absenteeism and smoking breaks and healthcare costs. And we tried to put that all together, and the average cost that we came up with was almost $6,000 a year. It was $5,816.
Now, is that amount of money more than a non-smoker, or is that the cost per smoker?
Thanks for clarifying that. That's the amount of money more than a non-smoker.
What do you take out of this study, then?
Well, I think the cost is higher than a lot of people would think it would be. I think people recognize that there are healthcare-related costs associated with smoking, but what we found in our study is that the other costs, those related to lost productivity, are just as high and actually higher than the healthcare-related costs.
Yeah, let's talk about lost productivity for just a few seconds here. What does a worker do when they stop and take a smoke break? Or I guess better put, what does a worker not do?
Right. Well, it certainly depends on the type of industry and type of company. But increasingly, in order to take a smoking break, you have to go entirely out of the building and sometimes off of the campus, which means that the amount of time that it takes for a smoking break might actually be longer now than it used to be. So when you add up these smoking breaks, it can add up to a lot of lost work time.
Did your study calculate the time?
That part was a little more difficult because obviously it's going to vary by workplace. So we tried to take a conservative estimate, and our best guess based on a number of studies both from the U.S. and Canada was that if people take two additional smoking breaks outside of a scheduled break time, that would add up on its own to a pretty significant amount of cost, nearly $3,000 a year in excess costs.
Micah, should a non-smoker demand to be paid more because they won't lose that amount of time?
Well, an interesting thing that we looked at in our study is that on average, if you look at overall across the economy, people who smoke are already paid less. And we took that into account in our study. But even taking into account the fact that people who smoke are usually paid less, the costs related to smoking are higher than that difference in pay.
In thumbing through the research here, I understand that there are some companies who will refuse to hire someone just because they're a smoker. Can they do that?
It depends on the state. There are a little more than half the states that have laws in place that do not allow for those types of policies. But if you are not in one of those states, then that is a legal type of policy.
Interesting. Where does Maryland stand on that?
Maryland, as far as I can tell, is not one of those states that has such a law. So those types of policies would be most likely legal in Maryland.
So a company based in Maryland could say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not hiring you because you're a smoker.
That's right. It's not a, unless there's such a state law, it's not a type of activity that's protected by anti-discrimination laws.
Micah, for the benefit of employers here in Maryland, where can we find out more about this study?
The study was published in a journal called Tobacco Control, which is published by the British Medical Association, and you can find that pretty easily online.
All right. You made some interesting points. Thanks for joining us, Micah.
Thank you very much.
Micah Berman of Ohio State University, who authored the study on smoking and employers.